retain the number. I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, I'm in love with you, and I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Obviously, days like today can be very hard. I've actually spent some time trying to encourage somebody yesterday who clearly was on the attack of me, I think because of what this day means. You know, obviously there's a lot of people who are very discouraged this day because they're alone. Well, and obviously I'm alone. But the Lord has shown his grace to me continually. I had a wonderful dialogue with my friend Chris Prince for comfortably over an hour. We did a little dialogue in the scripture, which was good. We did a lot more about his personal health, some relationships he has. We were mutually encouraging on, and some of the interaction that I'm having. So it was good. It was a joy. He was going to come by, but he's feeling under the weather. But all the way from Ducktown, for just the purpose of delivering to me some food, because for the last few years I've gone up to Ducktown to celebrate with the Leonards. This year, I didn't arrange transportation because the gentleman, the vehicle I was going to use, he was out of town. But they drove down here. They took the 30-plus minute drive down here to deliver some food. They actually picked up Eric Lee's book and return. So they spent almost 2 hours just to visit me a few minutes and deliver some food. That is what you call going out of your way to show somebody love. So in spite of the fact my family shows me no love, others do. The Lord's grace is marvelous. And I did, in my dialogue with Chris, we did review the email I sent out, which is now posted on the front page of the Kozlowski.org website. Because I think, I think I'm getting better at writing, and so I was encouraged by that, and I'm sharing it. And there have been a number of other people who have viewed and commented about the video, the waterboarding video, but it's also interesting. I spent, I know you're not going to listen to this, but I'll tell you anyway. I spent a lot of the day today, too. I have been attacked, name-called, belittled over and over again because I make the stand that the call of the Christian is to love the Muslim and contend with Islam. I called out somebody for using an image that had a text overlay on it that was a blatant lie. And I was chastised by several people telling me how bad I was. Not one person would point out that I was wrong. Somebody asked, "Do you have additional evidence?" And I gave a list of it to validate my claims. No one would claim that the original author that I criticized was wrong. Because if you want to subscribe to an agenda, the truth doesn't matter. May I suggest this applies directly to Jim Cross, Render Keynes, and Chris Bitterman. And that is why I put out that email yesterday. My objective, it was ironic because I listened to a dialogue after that, and the description was because it was talking about how you use the scripture in contending to others. There is obviously the objective of grace, but at the same time, you use a serrated knife. The point is that the scripture is really hard. It is extremely hard to live up to. The call to love somebody, love those who hate you, is really hard. But that's the call. The call to proclaim the truth can be really hard because the response is slander, hate, viciousness. I am the recipient of that from Jim Cross, Render Canes, Chris Bitterman. Note the email I sent that I put online. I sent to my family. I sent it to those three gentlemen. I've sent to a couple others, and it's in the front page of the website. Note the close. The example of Paul and Peter, and my desire to see the same result. That is the definition of what it is to be a follower of Christ and to act in love. One party's at the table doing that. I ask for others to join me, because otherwise they are a fraud. I have learned the terms. I have studied the scripture. I can back it up. And I'm going to do that because that's what a follower of Christ does. Because the people who are losing on this are Jim Cross, Render Canes, and Chris Bitterman, because they're denying the grace of the Lord to them by hating me. They are also hurting Erica Lee, Brent, Leo, Jack, Tirza, Julia, Isaac, Charlotte, Baby J, George, Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok. I hope I got them all. They're hurting my kids because they're denying them the man that's supposed to be the dad. That's hateful. And they are hurting the woman I love and adore. I put a lot of effort into that video that I did on for your birthday. Because this man loves his wife. I know this isn't going to get heard. I'm going to send it to my kids. I know they don't listen to it either. You probably have a range for them to discard it all. But it's there. And of course, it's online. And it's been online for years. I am not trying to get revenge. I am trying to reconcile my family. Denying that is spitting in the face of the Lord. And if you go to church on Sunday morning, you're going to an institution that's a cult. It's a fraud. And they hate you because they love the world, not the Lord. As I stated once, 2 years ago, the person that loves you is not your dad. It's me, Dorothy Jane. I love you.